Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to our final song. Oh, don't worry, we have 17 encores built in. I hope you have enjoyed listening to our music tonight. As much as I have enjoyed finger syncing to the records being played off stage. We've had quite an exciting year, the Steep Canyon Rangers and I. First of all, earlier this year, we got to play at the White House for the President of the United States. And to think that I got to play banjo for the President of the United States has to be the greatest thrill of his life. And then, on the 4th of July, we got to play on the Capitol lawn for 500,000 people, which was very, very exciting. And what do you play on the 4th of July? We really thought about it. We only had three songs to do, and I happened to have a song in the works, and it was the story of Paul Revere's ride. And there happened to be, at the time, a lot of misinformation going around about Paul Revere. And I don't mean recently, I mean since the late 19th century when Longfellow wrote his poem. And I had just finished a book, reading a book, reading a book about Paul Revere that was filled with accuracy and historical facts. It was written by David Hackett Fisher, so I got all my facts from that book. And Paul Revere was quite a complex character. He was a silversmith, first of all, and he was a rabble-rouser and patriot. And the night of his ride, he was lent a horse by a man named Larkin. And he had so many complicated things happen to him on the night of his ride, and this song will tell that story. But this is not really the story so much of Paul Revere's ride. It's really the story of his horse and what happened to her. The song is sung from the point of view of Paul Revere's horse, and she will tell the story for you. It's called Me and Paul Revere.
In the stables eating hay, and came a man, an artisan, and we both rode away. He whispered in my upturned ear, it's time to get and go. Tell this job's done, we breathe this one head for the outbound road.
Me and Paul Revere, me and Paul Revere, I'm the horse he chose, of course, me and Paul Revere.
Troops are out to do their worst. They won't send Adams and Hancock. We've gotta get there first. And on the way to Lexington, the regulars drew guns, and they gave chase, and we set pace. Those boys that were outrun.
Me and Paul Revere, oh, me and Paul Revere, on the run to Lexington. Me and Paul Revere.
Town along the Mystic Road, nostrils flared and galloped strong, my legs on fire below. We got out. his horse, she's steady as a rock.
Brown Beauty is my name, Brown Beauty is my name. Revere and I, one and the same, Brown Beauty is my name.
Must be war. Paul Revere gave me the hill, we charged the Concord Road, but we were taken prisoner by 10 men on patrol.
Me and Paul Revere, oh, me and Paul Revere, I'm the horse he chose, of course, me and Paul Revere.
Had spread the good alarm. You better head away from here. Poor Lexington is on. Revere stood tall and fooled them all. Told them what to do. They let him go, but sadly, so they took me with them too. And I never saw Revere again. I know he thinks of me and wonders where I ended up the night we set men free. And I'm just a horse that no one knows. I'm famous though inside. Standing proudly in a field.
I was a Revere's bride.
This guy.
Thank you very much.